you are receiving is coming from deep inside of FEMA Region 1, well within the battle lines of the municipal corporation known as the Commonwealth of Taxachusetts, radiating out to the darkest corners of Al Gore's internet from our secret broadcast bunker, cleverly disguised as a middle-class living room. This is Red Pill Politics. And welcome back. This is Red Pill Politics, hour number two, dose, numero dos. All right, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you on board. Want to share a couple more things with you because this is a participation sport, you see. I'd like to encourage you to get involved. That's right. Interact with the other listeners of the show and get to know each other. Share some resources and questions. There's a couple ways you can do that. We got two different chat programs going that you can get involved in. One is being hosted by volunteers at Republic Broadcasting Network at redpillpolitics.chattango.com. And, of course, you can look us up on Rumble. You should have Rumble, our Rumble page, saved. And if you haven't already, hit the like button. If you're already there, sign up for notifications. So that way, every single week when I broadcast here on Republic Broadcasting Network, you get a notification. And also, my other snarky musings. I do put out some random rants once in a while that's not always for public consumption. And you want to be notified of those. So check out our Rumble channel. Direct link can be found at redpillpolitics.tv. So, yes, back to the homeschooling project. I'm going to finish this up, and then we're going to go to a caller from Massachusetts. But I want to put out a personal invite. One, if you want to actually get involved, of course, with a political party that does want to get us back to our to the chains that bind government, small government, securing the family unit rather than eviscerating it. All right, then if you want to get involved, go to the national page and get yourself signed up. Locate your regional representatives, your state coordinators and contacts. Let them know who you are, where you are, and that you want to get involved. Because we're putting together teams right now that are making a difference. And it's starting right in your own communities. So you get that instant gratification for those of you that need things right away. You know, there's some of that in here for you. Please get involved, but specifically, I am looking for those that would like to actually volunteer some of their skills and knowledge, as we're currently putting together a pretty impressive lineup of citizen educators, people who are going to help contribute. And this information, by the way, isn't going to be a flash in the pan where it's presented and disappears into the ether. No, these quality presentations and lectures and things are being captured on video. They're being categorized and archived, and they're going to be made available for free. The vast majority of this stuff is all going to be free. So, like I said, our goal is to pull people right out of the public school systems, right out of the government schools, to completely do away with the stigma that parents have. They say, oh, I can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I've got a job. All those things have been figured out. There are solutions to every one of those. There is no reason. There's nothing that I've heard yet of all the excuses and the rationales of why a parent can't save their child right now. Not one of them has been able to withstand. There are solutions, and I'm encouraging you to get involved. If you would like to contribute your knowledge, I don't care if it's of specific subjects, like I said, in terms of an educator, if you have technological expertise, anything that could be used and tailored to strengthen this project, because it is, I do feel the wind in our sails. I keep using that terminology, and it's because, like almost everything that that this work group has started doing, has met with immediate success. and exposure to even greater things. It's absolutely amazing to be involved when momentum is organic and just starts to take over. I've been involved in all kinds of movements and efforts and groups by the dozens, and many of them languish. And that's a source of frustration that I recognize and I feel too. The energy is entirely different here. So I do want to encourage you, because this is one of the bright things in life, where our efforts, you can actually sit back, you lay your head on the pillow at night and look at real life examples of where you help somebody in a very meaningful way. I mean, really actually see the fruits of your labor. All right, so please get involved. Like I said, any ideas, any skill sets, whether it's the knowledge of subject matter or technical services that we can incorporate into this, all right, let me know. Get involved. ConstitutionParty.com is the main national website. EasternRegion.ConstitutionParty.com is my Eastern Region website. You'll want to get on the email list there as well. Let me know what state you're in and what your name is. That's it. And your information is used just so that we can communicate with our teams. If you ever decide you don't want to be involved, you let us know and your email is taken off and you're free to go. We're not selling, buy, trade anyone's information. I'm a real guard dog when it comes to that and financial matters, as you'll see. So get involved and know that you're doing something. You don't have to wait to elect anybody. All right, although we are pushing people that are homeschool advocates and want to get rid of the Department of Education, those are the types of candidates that we are putting forward to rein in government, no doubt about it. But we're taking a much more direct approach, and I'd love to have you involved. Let's get to the calls. We got one from Massachusetts, David from Massachusetts. Welcome, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Dave. I have my earbuds in. Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, I hear you good. You're coming through fine.
Okay. Hey, I called in regards to the Constitution Party, but before I get to that, Dave, this business about homeschooling, I'm all in favor of that. And, you know, I don't call the public schools like everybody else. You want to know what I call the public schools?
What's that?
I call the public schools the public schools, because as soon as the little children are entering puberty, that the public schools begin teaching them all about sex and all about homosexuality and lesbianism and, you know, actually start teaching them even about marital devices. Little kids teaching them about how to use marital devices. So I don't
call it a classic example of cultural Marxism. It's a classic example of one of the elements of cultural Marxism, as it begins to pervert and break down the family unit. The allegiance is shifted from parent to government. And this is how it's done. Parents don't understand, and, you know, government will help you. So government becomes the parent. That's what's happening right before our eyes. But you're right. And at the same time, everything that you just mentioned is exactly right. They're fixated on that. And just this week, I'm hearing more announcements. I think one was from Utah, and I forget what other state, where they're doing away with the performance standards for graduation regarding mathematics and reading and writing. The deliberate dumbing down of America.
Yeah. And you know, another guilty culprit, not only the, any National Education Association, another culprit that's just as guilty or maybe even more guilty is the ALA, the American Library Association, Dave. These libraries are so corrupted, and around here, you know, they have that the drag queen story hour. And, you know, I was actually from the Bedford, there's a Bedford, New Hampshire, but in Bedford, Massachusetts, I was actually banned from the library and threatened with the police arresting me on a trespassing order if I ever set foot in the library. and the reason I was banned was when I was checking out some books, I mentioned to her what and giving it to you straight, the exact truth. Well, you'll believe me, Dave, but most Normans would never believe this, but to a young librarian when I was checking out some books, this was a couple of years ago, and I said to her, you know, the American people are very, very upset with the ALA, with the American Library Association. And while she was checking out my book, she said, oh, really? Why? I said, well, we're upset that the American Library Association is sponsoring these drag queen story hours and everything. Well, an older lesbian librarian overheard me just say that. All I said was the American people are getting upset with the American Library Association for sponsoring drag queen story hour. And the next thing I know, I'm being confronted with the police and everything else, threatened and banned. These white race traitors, I call them these, you know, everybody wants to talk about the Jews and everything else. I'll tell you what one of the biggest issues in this country is, and it's completely...
You got to fight back. You got to fight back. Let's stay on what you just mentioned here. Yeah, but when a library does that, and I'm kind of mixed on this, because if you remember, right after 9/11, when they started banning books and things like that, certain things, it wasn't banning books. They wanted librarians to report to the government everything that people were reading. And it was actually librarians that were among the first that came out against the Patriot Act and all those intrusions. But in the case of this stuff, it's not something that kids should have access to. I mean, that's for sure. But a way to fight back is you begin a movement locally. You put people together and say, let's defund the library. All right, because they're a line item on your town budget. Every year, you have an annual town meeting. You set your budget. And all that you need to do is bring a groundswell of people in there and say, we've had it with the public school perverts in the drag queen story time. And this is one way. You're not going to solve it totally. You will create an uproar locally, though, as you'll see all the progressives, the teachers are going to come unglued, the school unions are going to climb out of their hole. But yeah, you could go in with a majority of people and defund your library and make them. Either they get rid of the pornographic filth and stop grooming our children, or we will close your doors. All right, so there is a way to fight back. Whether you win or lose, you're bringing a lot of attention, and you also begin to bring together. And this is where we as activists got to learn, you know, you might not win that battle. You may also, but you may not. But what you will do is you will begin a collection of people who think like you do. And as long as you don't all, say, oh, we got our asses kicked and just fade back to sleep, is you keep that group together. Because if there's anything this deep state hates, if there's anything that the party apparatchik hates, is when they've screwed somebody, and rather than quitting and going away, they get up and dust off and get ready to fight again. So keep that nucleus of people, because there's other deaths like bee stings. I've said this before. You know, a government is like the great big warrior that's got the best of weapons, and you set them out into the wildlands, into the forest, and they can take down almost anything unless they step into a bee's nest. There's just too many thousands of them stinging, and that is what we have to do. We have got to come at them, and everybody. We need the numbers. But, yeah, that's one way, David, is to defund that library or begin a movement to threaten to do that and see if we can get them to stop the perversions.
Yeah, that's very good advice, Dave. Now, let me tell you, Dave, how insidious this is. It doesn't end there. In Bedford, there's a big VA hospital, and I used to live on the campus of the Edith Norse Rogers VA Veterans Administration Hospital in Bedford, Massachusetts, not to be confused with Bedford, New Hampshire, in Bedford, Massachusetts. And everybody knew I was a disabled Vietnam veteran. okay? Everybody knew. And right next to the library is a community building. And you know that the next thing I know, these white race trader pigs, and I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but I hope it offends the right people. The next thing these white race trader pigs, and I don't want to hear about the Jews. They never want to talk about these white race trader pigs, these government gunmen. The next thing they're over there in my face and forbidding me from even going into the community building to the senior center. I'm 70 years old, and I got these white race trader pigs and these fem scum pigs, white pigs, and they're mean and nasty and abusing a 70-year-old disabled Vietnam veteran. So then I was banned from the Benson community building, and the senior center is within the community building. This is all because I simply expressed to a young librarian, and I was just checking out some books, and I was going to be about my business. I just said, straight up, Dave, the complete truth, I just said to this young librarian, I said, you know, the American people are getting very upset with the ALA. And when she asked why, I said, you know, they're very upset about the ALA sponsoring Drag Queen Story Hour. And then this bull dyke lesbian, if you could see her, you'd know what I was talking about. And I know bull dykes, believe me, because I lived up in Alaska for years. And the only thing there's more bull dykes in Alaska than there is bull moose. There's a lot of bull moose up in Alaska, but there's a lot more bull dykes. So I know my dykes, okay? And this bull dyke came over, and told the shin like, oh, you're needed in the back room. And the next thing, I'm getting letters in the mail, certified letters in the mail, that I'm forbidden to, you know. When I'm walking around Bedford, I got police pulling up to me, turning on their lights and jumping out like I'm public enemy number one. And they were just
because I got thrown out of our senior center years ago because for the simple reason. Is I went in there during flu season, and I had printed out the vaccine inserts in a couple of the brand flu vaccines and started going over it with the old folks there. And when I first went in, I wanted to talk to the old folks about, you know, the flu that's going around and the new vaccine. And they didn't ask me, you know, well, really about what, you know, I just told them that. So, yeah, sure, come on down. They'll be all out in the rec room at this time. And I said, okay, I'll be there. So I went in there and just started reading the vaccine inserts. And you should have seen them. They all got saucer-eyed, came in, shut me right down, booted me out. We can't be doing that. So, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's just being made illegal to question anything government does.
Yeah, no. Here, Dave, to carry this outrage even further now, talking about the vaccinations, I call them vac assassinations. Don't be vac assassinated. Don't let this great Satan vac assassinate you. I call them vac. Other people call them the clot shot and this and that. Hey, I call them vac assassinations, what they really are. Now, I got a newsletter. I still get it, but from the late great Tex Mars, the Power of Prophecy newsletter from Tex Mars. Jerry Barrett has taken over for Tex, carrying on Tex's legacy, and it featured the wonderful English gastroenterologist Andrew Wakefield. Oh, I love Andrew Wakefield. He's such a wonderful example of a humane, humanitarian, loving human being and everything. And he exposed the MMR mumps, measles.
Hey, David, I got to interrupt you there. We got a break coming up here, but we'll be able to wrap up in just a few minutes. So hold your thought. The rest of you, please hit that share button, get involved. You're listening to Red Pill Politics, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after these messages. Hit that share button. We'll be right back.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Happy Sunday to everybody. It's October 29th as we rocket sled our way into November right around the corner. Want to thank everyone for tuning in and also hitting that subscribe button. Hopefully you're joining in the text chat. We want to encourage something new we started doing here in this last year is really trying to encourage people because, you know, I can sit up here and blab endlessly. All right, I'm just one opinion. The topics that we put forward, just touching the surface of, they're newsworthy, they're discussion-worthy, but there's so much more. There's a lot more detail, a lot more proof and evidence and supporting information. What we want to do is have these videos travel as a resource together. So if you're joined in and you're subscribed and getting notifications on Rumble, I want you to participate, too. All right, post your questions in there, leave comments, put links in there that you support or refute what we talk about. It's about the truth. I want to land on the truth, and I do want these videos to travel as a resource together. And again, the two ways that you can participate in text chat is redpillpolitics.chattango.com. We got volunteers in the station that are manning a chat room over there. And you can also, as I said, get subscribed on the Rumble channel. Let's get back. Dave, final comments. I want to ask you, what do you think with everything that's gone on? I'm going to talk a little bit the rest of the show here about the shooting in Maine. But what do you think is the odds the government's going to just come completely unglued and actually try to ban semi-automatic weapons and begin confiscation? What do you think?
Dave, I think that's guaranteed. I think that's guaranteed. That's the only conclusion we can come to, given now their past record. But Dave, before I comment too much on that, during the break, I just thought of what you were recommending. But you know, Ben, do you know I went over to the getting back to this library thing, and then getting banned from the senior center. I went to the town hall, and I went up to the office of the town manager. I think that's her title. She has the same last name as me, and she wasn't there. And somebody in the office next to us said, "May I help you?" I said, "Well, I was looking for the town manager, Ms. So-and-so, and everything." And she said, "Well, she'll be back later." I left my name. I said, "Well, you tell her I'd like to talk to her." And I told her my name, which was the same name as her, as the town manager's last name. Then a little while later, I was just walking down the street in Bedford. The police surrounded me, and then they told me I was banned from ever setting foot in the town hall, and that's where the veterans rep. I says, "Well, can I even see the veterans rep? The veterans rep?" No, I can't set foot in the. And they surrounded me, and they were vicious like a pack of wolves. I call them these white race trader pigs, and I thought they were gonna. Just aching to taser me and mace me and probably to give me a Rodney King style beating and everything. So simply because I told this young librarian that the American people are upset, I'm banned from the library, I'm banned from the community center, the senior center, and I'm banned from the town hall. And thank God Dinesh D'Souza's coming out with movies about the police state. I know for a long time we're living in an absolute police state. Yeah.
Well, fight back though. I mean, just going and complaining at them is probably not going to do too much. But if you go into a court of competent jurisdiction, ask for a ruling on that. You know, you can get a restraining order of effect, an administrative restraining order, a stay on this. Make them prove that you're a threat of some kind. And as long as you don't, I don't recommend that people go in leveling threats. Go in with the facts of the matter, you know, call them out, challenge them, yes. But if you've not done anything other than make them uncomfortable, you know, make them support that in court. I hear the bumper music coming in, I think. We got one more break coming up. David, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. And we'll be right back in a few minutes. You're listening to Red Pill Politics at republicbroadcasting.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sunday to everybody. You are listening to Red Pill Politics at republicbroadcasting.org. Please do head over to the site, check out the other programs, share them around, hit that donation button as we are listener funded. You're hearing me now because of people like you. So please give anything big, small, doesn't matter. If you'd like to advertise on the network, give a call. All right, there's a number there right on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Get a hold of us. If you have a programmer you like and want to do a voiceover for your business, maybe, all right, reach out. See if we can create a mutually beneficial relationship, all right, where the network continues to put out its signal, you get some advertising, everyone's happy, right? And as always, redpillpolitics.tv, that's my website, and you will have direct links to social media as they blink on and off, and also to our Rumble channel. where I'd love to have you get actively involved, too. So there's that. Yeah, before we go, we've got a couple more callers here that we're going to get to. But first, I want to introduce into the subject this morning what went on in Maine. All right, we see yet again, I mean, every time there's a shooting, you got the progressives, you're coming apart at the seams to push for gun control. Not just gun control, but now they're talking about all-out bans of all semi-automatics. That's like over 80% of the firearms that are out there right now. And then confiscation. There's talk of confiscation now. This is not going to turn out good. This is not going to turn out good. And when you look at what happened in Maine, again, okay, and I emphasize that word again, you have somebody that was known by the system to have problems. He was just in a mental institution because he heard voices in his head and he felt the drive to go out and kill people in military facilities. He ended up going into a bar room slash bowling alley and just shooting up a bunch of innocent people. All right, there was nothing done. The system was fully aware he had an individual that was suffering from a mental problem and was proposing violence. All right, government's got such a thirst to take the guns away from nonviolent people, yet when violent people come forward and say, I'm struggling, man, I'm hearing voices. You know, when they let them go, they facilitated this. And the only way these mass shootings, the numbers that we're seeing, like we saw in Maine, and I place the blame fully, the blood is on the hands of government, the policymakers that put gun control into place. And let me point out a little something about Maine. When they went to constitutional carry, the violent crime plummeted. All right, they went to amongst the lowest in the nation. It was because the pool of intended victims was armed. All right, that's the assumption. If you take a crazy person, all right, take a crazy person with a gun, put them in an auditorium with a room full of unarmed people, and they just start shooting, and then take the exact same scenario, same type of crazy person, in a room full of people that are armed. I mean, just ask yourself the most fundamental common sense question. I mean, what is the likely outcome? What is the difference in the two outcomes likely to be? And I can promise you, a room full of armed people is not just going to sit there and be a sitting duck. They will neutralize the problem. You will never, ever, and there's no amount of gun control laws, policy, ordinance, and code that's in place right now. We've seen it, the proof. If you just want to look at the proof, forget about all the propaganda and the BS that's coming from government officials that don't know a clip from a magazine. All right, they're regurgitating engineered information. If you actually look, if you take, there's some mass murderers out there who had their guns legally, had all their licenses, everything completely above board. Government knew they had the license, gave them the license, knew they had the gun, yet they flipped and went and did something horrible. There are other mass shooters who didn't have a license, who got the gun illegally. And this just shows that criminals will do what criminals will do. You can't pass laws and expect, you know, it's against the law to kill someone right now. To turn around and say, well, it's, you know, we got to take all your guns because they're, you know, crazy people getting guns and they're just, you know, it's not, you're disarming the good people. I, for one, I don't know about you, but I, for one, have not outsourced to a stakeholder my personal defense. I haven't given that, I haven't consented to that. And I would publicly would revoke any real or implied consent that government may think it has in a monopoly over me defending myself or you. And against what? And if you talk to the progressive left, what are they going to say? Well, you don't need an AR-15 for hunting. You don't need a Glock 19 for whatever. You know, for you don't need. If they want to pigeonhole you into talking about hunting. You know, I was interviewed one time on Channel 40 in my area, and they put me up in a panel discussion with the director of Stop Handgun Violence Now. And, you know, that's the first thing they tried to do. Said, tell me, why do you need an assault weapon? Why do you need an AR-15 for hunting deer and ducks? And he chuckled and giggled. And I looked at the moderator, at the little cutesy-tootsy little news hottie that was there, and I said, did you get your interviews mixed up? I'm not here to talk about hunting regulation and fisheries and wildlife. Your panelist doesn't seem to understand that the Second Amendment is and always has been about killing tyrants. Let's be clear about that. And that I can point to language in our founding documents that says that the military shall be kept in exact subordination to the civilian authority. Stuff that in your damn pipe and smoke it. That you don't get pigeonholed into their bullshit talk about hunting regulations. You know, it'd be nice to have an AR-15 and a deer, you know, stack them right up pretty good. But you know what? If your nation needs to be defended against things like tyrants, and we know they exist in this world, it's a real thing. There's nothing I saw that obligates us to be tolerant of tyranny. So no, I haven't outsourced my personal security, whether it's personal defense against individual attackers or government tyranny. I have not exported that consent to a stakeholder. Yes, I'm grateful when fire and police come and help. All right, so I would expect that some of the reasonable taxes we pay will keep our roads in good shape. And if our house catches on fire, yes, we can call somebody. And if a mob does come to carjack myself or my family, that, you know, the police will help. But, you know, I at no point did I export in my consent in a systemic way to for my defense, for anything. So they use this Maine shooting now. They're coming after your guns. And I'm here to request of you to obey the law. I'm not asking you to be a criminal. I don't condone violence. I'm asking you to simply obey the law. All right, but the law isn't everything that those Congress critters raise their hand and vote to. Law has to be, it is no law at all if it is not consistent with the Constitution. Nullify it before the ink dries. Read the Second Amendment. It's one sentence. I know it's got a comma or two in there, but I think you can do it. It's the only place in the Constitution where the word necessary is used. And shall not be infringed. It's not open for debate. It shall not be infringed. Adopt that attitude and obey the law. Oh, boy. All right. I'm going to get to callers here. They're starting to pile up. Next caller is Judy from Arizona. How are you this morning, Judy?
Good morning. I am fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing as one can. In our country situation, world situation, I had called concerning a parent teacher's manual that I have. My mother was the president of parent teachers from 1958 to 1959, and I have her stuff. and it has a prayer on page 9 I would like to read to you. And it has a lot of valuable information, and I have other books. I think books are more important than computers for children and learning. I think our old format, this book actually archived back, you know, from 1800. So, but it's a print from 1958 and 59. But since we're talking about the Second Amendment, right, that is set in stone. It should never even be discussed to be changed. In fact, I think we should be openly bearing arms. We have a government that does not want to defend our border, and we need to show them, and they need to know the Second Amendment is not something that you're going to do psyop like 9/11 all over, like this mass shooting. That guy was MK Ultra. It'll be proved very shortly. People are on to it. We're done. The jig is up. The Second Amendment is not to be messed with ever. We've got Mike Johnson. He's a constitutionalist. That means he knows what that says, and he is going to be pressing. That's why I think that we're going to see shootings, because they're trying to take away our guns so they can finish doing what they told us they were going to do. They wanted to lower the population of the United States of America to 99 million. That's 215 or so million people being murdered by globalists, communists, socialist tyrants. And we need our guns, by God. We should be allowed to drive tanks. The situation is dire, and if need be, we need to use the guns for what they were for. That if our government became a rogue government, we were never going to live with that again. And by God, they came back in 1871, and they conned us. And now Trump and many people are working very hard to get out of the crap. And by God, I have faith we're going to make it, because where is the God in heaven? And he birthed this land. It is a Christian nation. And that man should be able to walk in with love and with his own words expressing himself, like the senior speaking to you before. We should all be able to be civil. We were always civil, no matter what we've been through, and we need to get back to it. We used to have brass plaques on our walls in our schools with the Ten Commandments. I don't know how many old-timers are out there and remember them. I was a young girl when they took them off the walls. Now I'll read to you the prayer that the parents, the teachers, and the Congress, the righteous Congress of the United States, such as they should be now. I'll read to you the prayer. Heavenly Father, oops, gotta get my little magnifier out, sorry. I'm an old timer too, but there's a lot of value in what we know, because we do know more than the youth, and it's our righteous job to bring to the youth the good things that we know and our skills, because nobody knows how to build an engine, fix a dang thing, and they fixed it that way. Okay, Parent Teacher Prayer, 1958-59. Heavenly Father, Thou who art Creator and our God, we thank Thee for all the blessings Thou hast bestowed upon us, more especially for the children and our relation to them. We ask that Thou wilt endow us with wisdom and strength as we care for and nurture them. May we be Thine instruments to lead our children to a realization of Thy power and Thy love. Bless Thou our fellowship as we work for the children of our land. Lead us in steadfastness and faith toward the solution of the great problems that confront our world today. Consecrate us to thy service and to the service of all children everywhere. Amen.
So that's a wonderful prayer. But I can see why that would be purged from the schools today. They've done an unbelievable, they're tearing down statues continuously now as they erase history and rewrite for the New World Order. It's a disgusting mess. Judy, I hate to cut you short, but I do have one more caller on the phone.
I was going to say that was it. That's my two cents. May the Lord bless and keep you. You've got an interesting show, and I'll continue listening.
Well,
bye.
Thank you very much for the support and for the call, Judy. Thank you. They've removed that stuff from the public schools for, you know, a good reason, is faith is a very powerful thing. And again, going by the strength of the family unit, when a family from beginning to end, has faith in a higher power like that, you know, you've lost a lot of control. If you're a government with a thirst for power, you've lost a lot of control, and they can't have that. It's why the British sent assassins for the Black Robe Regiment, because they were able to empower and build the faith of these men in such horrible times and horrible conditions that the Redcoats just couldn't believe it. They were fierce, fierce warriors, and it was the fear of God, not the soldiers, that incentivized them and motivated them. It was absolutely incredible. All right, we're getting down to the end of the show here. Tom from Utah, you only got a couple of minutes, but what's on your mind?
Well, I'm glad you reminded me. I was actually asked to be a senator for the Constitutional Party here in Utah. But and I garnered 20% of the votes, which was bizarre. I spent, I think, about $100 in campaign. Anyway, earlier in the program, I think you were referring to Joel Skousen's survival pamphlet or publication. Am I correct?
Yes.
I also encourage people to go to their local agricultural college, or they can try the bookstore, but whatever. Generally, there are publications by the agricultural colleges of edible plants, edible weeds.
Yeah.
So I really
encourage. Just what I was going to recommend is get an actual book. The internet's great. Grab what you can, but order books right now on wild edibles. Those things that are poisonous. I often tell people it's more important to know what will kill you. Because most everything else, whether it tastes good or not, there's a lot of things out there that you can eat. I totally agree. And people have just got to reconnect to that, because there is no reason for people to starve to death when you live next to pine trees and cattails and all kinds of things that you can eat. I've got one more caller. Do you have anything quick that you like to add real quick?
Well, you really need to get familiar with what's edible. But if you don't have the book, you can follow the rabbit or the deer, and anything that they've touched is safe.
Yes, that's true.
So don't kill your guide.
Yes, exactly. I remember you saying that before. You called in one other time and said that same thing. Yep. Excellent. Thank you for the call. I want to I got one more caller coming up. Let's go to him right now. I think we can get in under the wire. Art from Georgia, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I want to talk to Judy's statement that we should be able to drive tanks done. Well, if we go to Black's Law Dictionary, 1891, we go to the language of the day and we look at the definition of the word arms as is used in the Second Amendment. Anything that a man wears for his defense or takes in his hand or uses in his anger to cast at or strike at another. This term, as it is used in the Constitution, relative to the right of the citizen to bear arms, refers to the arms of the militiaman or the soldier, and the word is used in its military sense. The arms of the infantry soldier are the musket and bayonet of cavalry, dragoons, the saber, holster pistols, and carbines, and of the artillery, the field piece, siege guns, and mortars with sidearms. The term in this connection cannot be made to cover such weapons as dirks, daggers, slungshots, sword canes, brass knuckles, and bowie knives. These are not military arms. So according to Black's Law Dictionary, 1891, first edition, arms mean anything that are used in a military sense. So yes, Miss Judy, you can drive, according to the Second Amendment, a tank down the street if you have one and you want one in your front yard. You're okay to do that according to the actual definition of the word arms as used in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
So this term assault weapon that they love to use, there is no such thing, is there?
Nope.
I mean, well, actually there is. A broomstick, I guess, if I was being assaulted, could be an assault weapon. A rock off the ground could be an assault weapon, but in the way, within the context that they use it, there's no such thing.
Nope, no such thing.
Yeah. Art, thank you very much for that. You really hit the head, the nail right on the head right there. It's exactly right. Thank you. That was Art from Georgia. I want to thank all the callers this week. We had several great calls. Tom from Utah, Judy from Arizona, David from Massachusetts. Thank you for taking the time to call in. Please do share around republicbroadcasting.org. Share around redpillpolitics.tv. Become part of the discussion every week. All right, I want to thank everybody, all the listeners. Okay, I'm really liking my new slot here on Sunday mornings. I'm still trying to... I was stuck on saying Saturday night so many times I still slip. But I do love the new slot here. The guys over from Republic of Texas, they get you warmed up and grease the skids on Sunday morning right before me. And it's been a great interactive audience. So please share things around. Support us while you can, while those Federal Reserve notes are still actually in use, because the government's doing away with that. You're going to find pretty soon you're just going to be a digital number. All right. That's it. You're going to be reduced to a number. All right. Live life. Put down your cell phone. Talk to your neighbors. Spend some time with your children. All right. And remember what it's like to be free and be an American and fight like hell. This country needs you right now. All right. Thanks for tuning in. Love and appreciate you all. Fly your flags high. Keep your powder dry. Love each other out there. We'll see you next week.
Broadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
Yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. The dancing Israeli. crazy.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.